The legendary Rita Rudner is with us. She has a show coming up March 8th this weekend at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Welcome to the show, Rita. How are you today?
I am fine. I am so glad you played that clip because I'd forgotten the end of that joke. And I've only been saying half of it, and I really like it. I'm enjoying my own joke, and I'm going to say it when I come to wherever I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be on the North Shore of Chicago. And so do you still get him a beer when he gives you the suggestion?
You know, I'm at his service. He does a lot for me. I do a lot for him. We've figured out the reciprocal arrangements for 36 years ago. We have our jobs, and we do them nicely.
I thought it was really fun to have you on Women's History Month because I feel as a female comedian, you have made history. There weren't many people out there doing stand-up when you started at age 27, were there?
You know everything. You know how old I was. And I was enjoying the weather before when it said it was 47 and cloudy, because at one point in my life, I was 47 and cloudy. But anyway, here I am, and I noticed I was a dancer on Broadway for 10 years. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
And then I was a singer, and then I was an actress, and then I was an Annie on Broadway. And I said, oh, my God, there's so many dancers and singers and actresses. You know what there aren't too many of? Female comedians. And nobody ever said I was funny, ever. So I just said, let's try to learn how to do something where there's not that much competition. And it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but it was certainly worthwhile, and I still love doing it after the 700 years I've been doing it.
And were you writing your whole stand-up? Because, you know, now you can hire people to write a stand-up for you. You go out and perform it, but I'm guessing since you were there on the cutting.
You can do that? I've never done that. How do you do that? Well, this is so you know what Martin did? He's my husband. And, you know, I'll tell you how we met. He pre-produced comedy shows, and he hired me, and I slept with him. And that used to be a love story. Now it's a lawsuit. But anyway, it's working out very, very well. But he Googled AI to write some Rita Rudner jokes to see if I was in trouble. And, you know, that's one thing AI still can't do. They can't figure out how to write a joke. Not yet, anyway.
So, thank God.
I printed some out, and I was going to bring them to a show and read them out, but I forgot to bring it, so I never did that. But maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that. So, yes, I started writing my own material because I went to a comedy club, and I asked the comedian, how much does material cost? And he said, $3,000 a minute, and we can't really promise it will be funny. And I said, well, you know, why don't I just throw money in the ocean? So I said, let's learn how to do it. And that's when I started studying comedy. And I'm still a comedy student because you never stop learning.
And not only did you write your own stand-up, but you've written 6 books. You've written screenplays. You never stopped writing. This, you know, the hell with being a dancer, right?
Well, I was always a late bloomer. I didn't talk till I was 27 because, you know, when you're a dancer, you're not verbally adept. And when you're a comedian, you're not quick on your feet. So those two things really had nothing to do with each other. They're like two separate lives. But they were good lives at the, you know, I did them at the right time. I wouldn't want to be a dancer now. I watched them on the Oscars. They perspire.
Tell me about your first appearances on Johnny Carson and what that did for your career.
Well, first of all, my first appearances were on Letterman, which was, I adore David Letterman. And then I auditioned for The Tonight Show when I moved to California, to Los Angeles, at the Improv. And the booker just didn't like me at all. And it took me 5 years to get on The Tonight Show because every time I would come on, the booker would just leave the room and just say he hated me. And then I found out he had a girlfriend who was a stand-up comedian, and she was the only new female stand-up comedian allowed on the show till they broke up.
So you're telling me you have to audition? You had to audition to be on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
Oh, my gosh, yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
It's always talent night, and then the booker comes, and they choose certain people to go on, and every time I would come on, he'd walk out of the room. So I'll tell you the whole story. So, Bud Friedman, who was a wonderful man, married to this wonderful woman, Alex Friedman, and they were very friendly and welcoming all the time at the Improv. And they were sitting with the talent booker, and I came on, and he started to walk out, and Alex Friedman, Bud's wife, said, sit down, she's funny. And he wouldn't she wouldn't let him leave, and I had a great set. And then he came over and he said, I think you're almost ready to be on The Tonight Show. But what you have to do is you got to fix your timing. Have you studied Mary Lou Retton? I don't know what this guy had been on, but I said, I think she's a gymnast. And he said, yes, but she's got very good timing. So I said, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. And he said, why don't you put the last last line of your act in the front, and the front in the back, and the back in the middle, and let me check. I'm going to see you at the Magic Club, and there's another, and I don't know, it was another club somewhere else. I had to go the next night, and I had to redo my act, and it didn't work at all. Because he told me to do all the wrong things, and I tried. And then he said, okay, you were right, it works better this way. And then he booked me for The Tonight Show, and I got all ready, and I was there at The Tonight Show, and I was backstage, and they ran out of time, and I didn't get on. That was my debut.
Did you watch Hacks with Jean Smart?
I watched the first show. First of all, okay, I know it's a very good show. I love Jean Smart, and I know it's a fantastically successful show. I can't get past the title. Because I don't think I'm a hack. And I just don't think you should call comedians hacks. It's like doing a doctor's show and say, let's watch The Butchers. Or let's go to the lawyers. Let's watch The Liars. I just think it's such a derogatory term. I can't get there. But I know it's a really good show, and I love Jean Smart, and I think she's a fabulous actress, and I'm sure it's a fabulous show. I can't watch it. Is that bad?
No, I get it.
Because I don't want to. I'm not a hack. I really work hard at being the best comedian I can be. Here's a show. We're going to call it a show about comedians. We're going to call it Hacks. No, I don't want it.
Well, and with over $100 million in sales in Vegas for your run there, I don't think that you're a hack. And I'm so glad that everybody has an opportunity to see you this weekend at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time.
I love talking to you. And it's a 3 p.m. show, too, which is unusual. But it's really good because afterwards you can go to dinner.
Nice. I like that.
Because otherwise, I have a show at 8 p.m. usually. I can't go to dinner because I can't eat till after the show, and then it's too late. So they didn't do this for me, but I am appreciative of the timing.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've got your timing down. Forget about Mary Lou Retton.
I'm going to go study Mary Lou Retton. She does the backflips. That's what I'm going to do later. Later on in another life.
NorthShoreCenter.org if you want tickets to see Rita Rudner this weekend.